This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, real quick, folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. Again, that number is 1-866-582-9933. We got much to cover, and what I want to talk about during the second and third segments, and of course the fourth, is bringing an end to corruption. The founders made it clear in the founding documents. It was actually the father of our Constitution, President James Madison, who said, "Knowledge will forever govern ignorance, and a people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power which knowledge gives." How right on. And in taking that from the 1800s, to the present, in arming ourselves with knowledge, I got a question for you. Who said this? I would prefer a limitation on the clip size, but ultimately, I would recommend the president sign a bill that had the Brady waiting period and the DeConcini assault weapons provision in it. Who said that, friends? Can anybody tell me? He also said we need to push along the ERPOs so that we have these red flag gun confiscation laws put in place. This is the single most important thing I think we can do in the gun control area. Who said that? What, was it Dianne Feinstein, friends? Was it Michael Bloomberg? Or perhaps maybe even Nancy Pelosi that said these things? Sadly, America, the quote came from Attorney General and a current Attorney General nominee, William Barr, that Donald Trump has nominated to become the Attorney General of the United States of America. Here, I'll say it again. I would prefer a limitation on the clip size, but ultimately, I would recommend the president sign a bill that had the Brady waiting period and the assault weapons provisions in it. He also said, we need to push along the ERPO so that we have these red flag gun confiscation laws in place. This is the single most important thing I think we can do in the gun control area. This was coming from the nominee of Donald Trump, the President of the United States of America. You know, I did a little homework during the pre-hours up and coming to the show today. And it's interesting to note that when I went across the boards to see what was happening with other websites, truthers, as you're told that they are, and in many ways they are in all fairness, but whenever it came to exposing the current administration for what it's really doing, it's out of sight and out of mind. I couldn't find this information on one of their sites. Not a one. Why? Because they're so busy out there attempting to justify themselves because the guy with their favorite jersey on is the one doing it to them, and they don't want anybody knowing it. You know, as a matter of fact, yesterday we talked about the USMCA, the dissolution of NAFTA, and then they bring in this unconstitutional, illegal implementation, which does far more worse than NAFTA could have ever done. It tears down the walls. And it's interesting because they're selling you right now by putting all the cameras on the issue of the wall. Is it going to go up or is it going to go down? Well, it doesn't matter, friends, because of what they just did, what Donald Trump just did. Giving power over to the UN and foreign powers to have control over what goes on in the United States of America? Folks, I couldn't find this information on one outlet. And it was also interesting to note, friends, I had one guy, he was real bright, let me tell you. His first name was John. He was a friend that I had on Facebook. It was a live feed. After I posted this concerning what was really going on, concerning the diversion between Donald Trump and that of Nancy Pelosi, he said, "Goodbye, one less follower. I'm cutting down on the amount of fake news I see." America, let me say this. Especially you Trumpites, especially you self-professed Christians and conservatives that don't want to see the truth for what it is. You're doing this to yourself. You're doing this to your posterity. Don't blame government for what you allow them to do. Hey, John said goodbye to me. One last follower for telling him the truth. You can find what I'm telling you online, friends, but you're going to have to dig deep. Goodbye. One last follower. I'm cutting down on the amount of fake news I see. So I said back to him in my God-given wit, so the news that you don't want to hear is fake news. So what makes you any different from them that you complain about? I said there's absolutely none, zero, zilch, nada. You're a part of the problem. The Star and Tribune in Minneapolis, of course, and so is the mainstream media because people still haven't figured out how this game works. They're not enemies. They're in it together. It's pro wrestling at its very worst. They're leading through opposition that they create. The American people lose. And guess what? Tyrants win. And why does this happen? Because they don't want to listen to the truth. See, they want to wait until their country's being destroyed like that over in France right now before they finally figure out that their sin is finding them out, Numbers 32:23. And it's going to happen here, too, because the American people refuse to call this administration for what it is, tyrannical in so many different ways and on so many different fronts. It's just how it is. You know how they're selling Mr. William Barr, Donald Trump's nominee for the Attorney General's position of the United States of America? Well, they're trying to make him out to be the bad guy. They're driving opposition. They're driving support to Trump's base and his nominee by saying, well, you know what? William Barr is now, you know, he's going to round up this whole deal with Mueller and this whole FBI investigation and this witch hunt, and he's going to put his hammer down on it. Yeah, it's just like any other nominee, friends, like that of Alina Kagan, like that of Sotomayor, like that of Ginsburg or Stevens, friends, or so many different black-robed tyrants that have been initiated and confirmed. And you know how they confirm them? They confirm them by appealing to what the people want. And what they do is they omit the truth that the people don't want. That's how they confirm them. So they're trying to make him out to be a bad guy because he's doing the right thing. And they're not really telling you that he's an anti-gunner, America. But again, here to tell you the truth because so few are willing to do so.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Welcome back. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Speaking of which, I want to show you how this works because during the break, I get inundated with emails from organizations from all over the United States of America. And boy, oh boy, do the conservatives love to pump up Trump. And what they do is they just strain at the net and swallow the big camel by ignoring what he is in fact doing. And again, as I said so many times, they pay attention to what he says rather than the fruit that he produces. This is an email that just came in just a couple minutes ago. Friend, finally, the fake news media is reporting accurately on President Trump. Trump is not going to budge even 1 inch on shutdown, source says. CNN 114.18. Really? See, again, they have you diverted looking over at the wall. Okay? They don't have you paying attention to what's going on in your northern border, eastern or western. And while they have you diverted looking at the southern border and the wall, the little games that are being played between best friends behind closed doors, Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump, you can mark my words. Did a whole show on this, friends. The USMCA trade agreement violates our Constitution, and it sets up a global government. I spent a whole hour talking about this yesterday. They have you looking at the wall, and what you're not paying attention to is what they're doing under the table. It's called diversive tactics, and they do it every single step of the way. I started out the show today, friends, talking about Donald Trump's new nominee for the Attorney General's office. Folks, he's an anti-gunner. He's a total anti-gunner, and they want to place him there just in time. You know, it was like Alina Kagan. She was the one that was known for queerifying Harvard, right? Well, they put her as the fox in the chicken coop just in time for something called homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. Look at Ginsburg on the issue of abortion. Folks, if they're not following the rule of law, they all need to be removed, Article 2, Section 4, and I'm going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes here. And what does the papers do, friends? Well, they try to demonize them, already knowing that this administration has the approbation of the American people easily, hands down. There's no question about it. See, but those people that are actually supporting this current administration, what they don't know in their ignorance, they're being driven by the media that they can't stand to support Donald Trump by them attacking Donald Trump. Folks, this isn't an attack on Donald Trump for those that don't know. This is a push for swelling his ranks. And it's exactly what the people are falling right into. The Minneapolis Star and Tribune talks about how this William Barr, Donald Trump's appointee, the nominee for, well, his hopefully the appointee, but the nominee for the Attorney General's office, he's gonna bring it to an end. He's going to round up Mueller and put to an end, which, by the way, has all been contrived just like I said it was. Just like I said it was. Matter of fact, if you go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com friends, you're going to find out that they're still saying they don't know what the situation is. Why? Because it's a bone that's been thrown to confuse the people. Folks, it's diversion. Nothing more and nothing less. Diversion, diversion, diversion. As a matter of fact, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the headline is FBI was still trying to work with Clinton originator of Russia conspiracy theory in 2017. Who birthed that conspiracy theory? Conspirators. And what did they do? They got the people's eyes off the ball. How come Donald Trump is still yet to prosecute? He has the power to do it. Why is he still, to date, holding off on prosecuting Clintons and the Obamas? Now, I can hear some of you useless idiots, you Donald Trump supporters that are going along with what's going on here. I can hear you say, well, just give him more time. Just give him more time. And I've highlighted out that foolishness, that baseless conversation as well. Barack Hussein Obama, from the very first day, friends, began to circumvent Congress, you, your voice, day one. And he did it for 8 years. He did it for 8 years, and yet you have the conservatives of the day still holding on to Donald Trump. Give him more time. Give him more time. Here, let me say what's really happening, okay? Give him more time to destroy. Give him more time to destroy. But the media will report that he's your man, and if anybody can do it, only Donald Trump can, right? Yep. How's that working out for you? The attorney general nominee of Donald Trump, the President of the United States, an anti-gunner. Are they talking about that in the news? Of course not. They don't want you to throw your arms up in the air and say, what are you doing, Donald? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I've rehearsed the double talk of this administration so many times on so many different fronts that it has to at some point with the people say, Bradley, you've already told us this. I know that. You know, I got to tell you this, though. More than not, when making people aware of the important issues of the day, it seems, friends, that I find myself saying the same things over and over again. Yet in another way, the reason for this is that the people in this country fail to address the issues in which they are being made aware of. You're being made aware of it, but the people fail to address it. You know, you look at the likes of, let's go back to the Clintons for a minute. How many scandals have they been caught up into, friends? How many people have died around that criminal administration and these two criminals? How many people? Hundreds, if not thousands, friends. And guess what? We're going to see another scandal from the Clintons next month, and we're going to see another one in 6 months after that, another 3 months after that, and another 6 months after that, and another year after that. Why? Because the people fail to address the issue. The President of the United States of America, friends, on the campaign trail, said he was going to bring forth a special prosecutor. Once he won, again, when the first 41 seconds rolled over to this new administration, what did he do? He said that you owe her a major debt of gratitude. And then when he was asked behind closed doors by the mainstream media, folks, that he calls fake news that put him in position, he was asked of the Clintons, and why were you saying those things? He said it was just all political talk. He said the Clintons were good people. See, people didn't catch on to that. I mean, you have to have your finger on your eyeball not to see it. You have to have both of your fingers plugging your ears not to hear that. So you're willfully bringing about slavery to the up-and-coming future generations, our posterity. By closing your ears. Have you ever seen a nation where they've tolerated so much crime? Besides Machiavelli, which was destroyed because they didn't deal with corrupt politicians? Nope. It's the same thing that's going to happen here in America. And, you know, I talk about what's going on over in France right now, but you do know what's going on over in France right now, don't you, America? Again, you're not going to hear this from most of the conservatives because they don't want the reflection to shine back upon themselves because they may just have to do it. No, they'll let somebody else sacrifice themselves for the freedoms they have. They won't be the ones to do it, rest assured, and mark my words on that. Most of them are cowards. They can't even speak out concerning the real issues of the day. But you do know that the Yellow Jackets, friends, over in France are standing hand in glove with their oppressors, right? Many of the police officers over there that work for these tyrants are throwing off their helmets and their jackets, and they are working with the people to overthrow tyranny there. The Yellow Vest movement is coffin nails for the EU. But look what they put up with. Look what they are guilty of, friends. Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the Yellow Vest movement is coffin nails for the EU. He said there is no doubt about the Yellow Vest movement in Europe is evidence that people are fed up with their government betraying them. Sound familiar, America? Taxing them and living as elitists at their expense. Sound familiar, America? However, when a government starts abducting these protesters because they simply don't have permission from the government, that's violating them to organize a protest against the government, you know that you've slipped into an Orwellian state from 1984. Now the move on the part of the government to bring a heavy hand down on protesters rather than respond to their grievances as servants of the people demonstrates that the Yellow Vest movement means coffin nails for the European movement, the Union. Look at that. Corruption. Folks, this is why the Lord has had us on topics such as the dictators of the past, because history is going to repeat itself if we don't learn from the history of the past. And the best way to forecast what's going to happen in the future is to gauge it by the past. And you can see it systematically and methodically rolling out in America today. You know, is what's happening in France right now, is it good? Well, it's good that the people are finally opening their eyes as to who the problem is, who the perpetrators of the crimes are, before it's too late, but in many ways it may be too late, friends, because their country's being destroyed. Their borders have been opened up to those that mean to destroy and conquer within, with the approval of the government that's supposed to support and represent the people of France. Same thing happening here in America, friends. So the question I have for you is, how far are you going to let this go, Americans, before you actually stand up and lawfully deal with it? I have a lawful resolve, and I'm going to bring it about at the next segment and during the next segment and the segment after that. 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The 26-day-long partial government shutdown is doing more to harm the nation's economy than earlier estimates indicated. The White House Council of Economic Advisers said on Tuesday the shutdown of one quarter of the federal government is slashing more than a tenth of a percent off the economy for every week it continues. Georgia Republican Representative Doug Collins tells Fox News President Trump has been very clear in saying what he wants.
He's made it very clear. We need border security. It's amazing to me right now that Democrats say they want border security, but yet they're allowing their leadership to hold the American government hostage. A partial government shutdown is laying at the feet of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
ISIS is taking credit for a suicide bomb attack in Syria. At least four U.S. troops have died and other injuries were reported. It's the first attack on U.S. forces since President Trump announced American troops we're going to be pulling out of Syria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, it's interesting because when Jesus preached, you go to John 6, he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, he said, you have no part with me. He looked at many of those that were following him and he said to them, does this offend you? Now, this saying is hard. We cannot understand it. No, it means follow the Christ, but understand the first prerequisite was to bear the cross. Isn't it interesting how Jesus did that? He'd break down the ranks. He would tell the truth to break down the ranks. And those that wanted to hear, he knew who they were, and he knew what it was going to take, and what it was that he needed to say to keep them, those that were called of the Spirit and those that were born of the Spirit, and cut those away from those that were not, making distinction between the sheep and the goats. He did it all the time. Because if you remember right, going back to John 6, Jesus looked at his disciples and said, will you also go? And it was Peter that received revelation from the Most High God by the Holy Ghost. He said, to whom shall we go, Lord? You have the words of life. Yes. Remember, he was set into the world and sent into this world to bear truth and bear witness of that truth that he preached? Yep. And you remember that it was Pilate that had him crucified through the compellings of that of nothing short of the church hypocrites of the day, the religious hypocrites, and the Herodians, the Pharisees and the Herodians, which, by the way, again, Jesus told us to beware of. You know, the church that is loved most by men is an abomination in the sight of God, friends. And I'll tell you what, it lives out to be true today in a major way. in a major way. People don't want the truth. And if they hear the truth, you know what they say? They say, well, you know, that's fake news because it goes against my favorite politician. No, it's what you know. As a matter of fact, what they're really saying is, I worship that guy. I worship that girl. I don't worship God. I don't want to hear his word. Matter of fact, when they crucify guys like me and those that do tell you the truth, you know what they say? We have no king but King Caesar. That's what these, and these are the good guys, the conservatives of the day. They're the problem, America. And keep in mind, it was the good guys that had Christ crucified. Why? Because they didn't want to lose their nation or their place. They love what they do. They're living out their own selfish wills rather than living out the will of God. When God raises up a people or a person, friends, he raises up faithful witnesses to deliver souls, not to sit there and pander and patty cake with sin, not to people please, not to go out and find seeker-friendly people to be a part of his church. That's not what he's looking for. He never has. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. He's chosen the weak things of the world to confound that which is mighty. Why? Because then and only then will God receive the praise, that no flesh should glory in his presence. You know, remember in the book of Acts, I believe it's chapter 5, where it was Peter and John that were standing in front of the apostles, and the apostles Peter and John standing in front of the Pharisees in their council, forgive me. And it was interesting to note that they said that Peter and John, that they were unlearned and ignorant men, but they perceived that they were with Jesus. It's a big difference. To he who has ears to hear, let him hear. To he who has eyes to see, let him see. So now I speak to you, to those that have eyes to see, and those that have ears to hear. I want to reiterate this point. Knowledge will forever govern ignorance, and a people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power which knowledge gives. Now let me make distinction here. Either you're going to be ruled by God, our forefather said, or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. Okay? Again, there is no in-between. Either you're going to be ruled by God, or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. Either you're going to be ruled by the bayonet of tyrants, or you're going to be ruled by the Word of God. I just said that more than not, when making people aware of the important issues of the day, it seems that I find myself saying the same things over and over again. Yeah, it's very frustrating. Yet in another way, the reason for this is that the people in this country fail to address the issues in which they are being made aware of. That's exactly where the responsibility lies, right there. It's because the people fail to address the issues in which have been made known. I was telling you about the Clintons, how you're going to see scandal after scandal in the up-and-coming days, weeks, months, and years. Why? Because you didn't deal with the first one. We have scandal after scandal, lie after lie, by many of these corrupt politicians. And yet, over and over again, I go to the same Word of God in the same U.S. Constitution, and what do I find? What do I find? Well, people say, well, Bradley, you sound like a broken record. Wait a second. I'm giving you the answers, the same answers that I told you 17 years ago that you were unwilling to deal with. Those problems and those scandals that you were unwilling to address. That's why it sounds like a broken record in so many different ways. I'm pointing out the way to bring about resolve. If the people are willing to bring about the resolve. I mean, folks, taking it to the church first and foremost, the church today does not preach out against sin, 1 Timothy 5:20, and today's conservatives try to cover for their favorite politicians in an attempt to justify themselves. Read Luke 16:15. And this is why we have corruption in both and within both institutions. Folks, let me say it again. My affiliates guy, radio, calls me up every once in a while. Radio show wants, I'm sorry, a radio station owner wants to talk to you. Call him up. Hey, what's going on? Nothing. Just wait. Love what you're preaching, man. Keep it up. But can you kind of take it easy on this Trump stuff? Now, I don't spend a lot of time on it unless I have to. But why wouldn't you want to know the truth of the matter? Well, because, you know, my listeners, and of course, by the way, friends, they say this at a distance, and they usually say it through my affiliates guy. They won't say it to me, and I've had it happen about two or three times now. It's that very point in which they mean you to overlook me that I need to address. Because that is where the faithfulness of the witness is found. For me to do otherwise is to disobey God and please men. Do you remember when Aaron said he feared the people? That's why he created the golden calf. He was a people pleaser. I want to tell you something, friends. I'm not a people pleaser. Why? Because I can't stand injustice. I can't stand injustice. I want, folks, this is the answer. This is God's answer to all in all, because he's known by the very judgments that he executes. Psalm 9:16. Read Jeremiah 9:24 when you get a moment. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Because this is how he is known. Matter of fact, I'll go over there for you right now, because I want to give you the whole quote, and I want to give it to you verbatim. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Listen to this. He said, "Let him who glories glory in this." This is the Lord. He said that he understands and knows me. Well, how are you known, Lord? He said, "Well, I want you to understand and know who I am by this, that I am the Lord who exerciseth love and kindness." Read Psalm 107 before you take the modern misinterpretation and misconstrued version of what the whores and hirelings are giving you today concerning the word love and kindness. Psalm 107. He said that I am the Lord that exerciseth love and kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, saith the Lord. Okay? So I'm working to give you the answers that God so desires for your good. Many times men say, "Well, it's not good for you to tell us this stuff." Yes, it is good, because God is good. His commandments are holy. The law is holy and just and good. The law is holy. The commandment holy is just and good, friends. And the Bible says that we're carnal, sold under sin. Oftentimes what we think is good is not good. It's bad. Remember when Paul said, "I see good within me, that when I would do good, evil is present with me." Yes. And that's why you have to be careful of the false prophets today. When they say yes, the Lord is oftentimes saying no. And when the Lord is saying no, oftentimes he's saying yes. Is the cross in the center of that? Because if you understand the power of God unto salvation through process, well, the very gift of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Do you have the testimony of Jesus Christ? Because if you truly do, guess what? You're going to take revenge against all disobedience, the Bible tells us. What are the great sin killers, America? The very nails that crucified the Christ. And if I'm sorry for my sin putting him up on the cross, guess what? I'm going to preach against the very sins that put him there, because they were mine. For Christ hath also suffered once for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. 1 Peter 3:18. Read it when you get a moment. So, I'm not going to sit there and be manipulated by the hand or the arm of the flesh, because man doesn't want to hear the truth. And I'll tell you what, if you're one of those guys that are radio, you own a radio station and you think it's offensive to tell them the truth, and you pull the show, well, I'll tell you what, you go for that. That's okay. But I want to let you know something. Their blood is on your hands, because you withheld the very truth that those people needed to make it to heaven. The very truth, the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Okay? What brings about godly repentance? The law, the knowledge of the law to bring about repentance by the power of the Holy Ghost. Acts 20, verse 21. Acts 2, 38. I'm not going to be manipulated because I might lose a radio station. Bye. I'm okay. I keep moving on. And again, you pull the show, it's your bad. The people's blood are on your hands, because you don't want them to know the truth that, by the way, is further enslaving them and their children and yours as well. You need to think about that, brother from another mother, and set yourself before God and get it right. Love you enough to tell you. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Just talking about how there are those that would have me withhold the truth from you, America. Radio show owners. Because they don't want to offend their listeners. Well, you would have me withhold the truth that the Holy Ghost uses to bring about the conviction of sin to godly repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10. Again, that's on you, brother, not on me. That's on you. The truth is the truth. I back up every single word, with the Constitution, and I'm going to continuously do so. Just talking about knowledge will forever govern ignorance, and a people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power which knowledge gives. Just talking about how it's the people at large that have to bring about the resolve that I keep pointing my finger to concerning the Word of God and the Constitution, because the answers are found right there. But the people have to respond to the truth that's written. For if you don't, then you're enslaved. And I was just talking about how the church today doesn't preach out against sin, 1 Timothy 5:20. And today's conservatives try to cover for their favorite politicians only in an attempt to justify themselves, Luke 16:15. And it's not going to fly, just so you know. I mean, we have false prophets out there continuously. Now they're backpedaling, friends, by the way. they're now backpedaling. What they said over the last 5 years... they're having to reverse everything they're saying now, and that they have said, and they are saying. They're reversing everything they've said. I've never veered from course because I've always had my feet upon the rock. I haven't veered from that. They have. They listen to their own carnal inclinations. They listen to that which is not the Spirit of God, but the spirit of the world. They point their finger to man, Isaiah 30, rather than to the Christ who saves. Right? But again, this is why we have corruption within both institutions, the church and government. Now, concerning crime within both institutions, both try to find good, as they call it, in overlooking judgment. Read Romans 7:21, using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Galatians 5:13, and the conservatives follow in close pursuit, not wanting to know the difference. Conservatives following in close pursuit. See, they use these unwarranted excuses as they strain at the net and swallow the big camel. Luke 11:42. By the way, Jesus rebuked the Pharisees there, and he says, you overlook the judgment of God. What did he say before that? The love of God and the judgment of God. God is love. When he rebuked the Pharisees, it was love. When he damned the Pharisees, it was love. When he healed the sick and raised the dead and gave power to his apostles, that was love. Folks, there's a balance to everything here, right? But again, what are the modern-day churchgoers and the modern-day counterfeits and the conservatives, yesterday's liberal, what do? They come up with these unwarranted excuses. Everyone can make mistakes. Come on. Yeah, we all have. But if we're saved by grace, we ask for more grace so we don't sin again. Go and sin no more is grace, John 8. But yeah, but Bradley, nobody's perfect. I know, that's why nobody listens to you, because you don't seek perfection. Well, tell that to the guys that are honoring the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington. They have a better grip on it than the professed church does in America. And another one of their excuses is, who are you to judge? Well, listen, I'm only giving you the judge's word, so if you don't like it, that's your bad, not mine. I say it out of love, regardless if you like the way I say it or not. It's out of love. And when it comes to them that are responsible for destroying our Christian heritage and our constitutional republic, these are the two parties. These are the two institutions. And taking it a step further, I want you to listen to this. This is important. Taking it a step further, I believe that without a shadow of a doubt, by the fruit that they bear, that the administrations that the Americans have approved of the most have been the ones that have deceived and destroyed and have destroyed the most, without a shadow of a doubt. John 10:10. I mean, in all of this, they forget the price paid for their freedoms. John 3:16. For if they did remember, they would have zero tolerance for crime in any institution such as the church and the government. And in that order. Remember, it says in Psalm 94:16, it says, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Well, I've never heard that, Bradley. Nope, that's why I'm pointing my finger to the Word of God so you can see it for yourself. Do you remember what Patrick Henry said? One of our forefathers? He said, guard, by the way, he was a son of liberty. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. And whenever you give up that force, you are inevitably ruined. So how do you deal with it? Well, when perusing the United States Constitution, it's pretty amazing as to how many times one can run into a provision that shows the power that we the people hold when it comes to dealing with corruption within the walls of government. And it applies to the church as well, first and foremost. But I'm going to the government right now in the natural. Read to the church Matthew 18:17. Okay? That's the process of impeachment or sending into exile those that will not be ruled by the Holy Ghost. And I said ruled by the Holy Ghost because they're yielded to him. How is it, I ask, that the American people have believed that those that are served we the people, that are to serve we the people, are somehow given congressional immunity or given a pass to break the law at will when it comes to the crimes that they have committed against we the people? Hosea 4:6. Well, Americans have been at length taught a bastardized version of the U.S. Constitution, which at length has formed an illegitimate government. Again, starting and laying to the responsibility of the responsible party, the church. Do you remember James Madison said, do not separate text from historical background. Because if you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which can only end in a distorted, bastardized version or form of illegitimate government. The father of our Constitution said that. It's all there for us if we want to know what we need to do to preserve what we have. Read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. Well, friends, our forefathers left it to common sense when it comes to what Americans are to do concerning corruption within government and our said representatives. Read Amos 5:15. Hate the evil, love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. Now, that is all one has to do is look to the Constitution and apply what is in the instructions that are laid out to do. Because those that serve we the people, again, are not above the law. Read James 2:14-26. After reading and perusing the Declaration of Independence, friends, then we go over to the Constitution. Isaiah 51:4 says, hearken, listen carefully unto me, people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. When you go to Article 1, Section 2, Clause 5 of the U.S. Constitution, the House of Representatives shall choose their speaker and other officers and shall have the sole power of, right off the bat, friends, what does it talk about? Impeachment. Who does it apply to? Does that apply to the people or does it apply to those that serve we the people? When you go to Article 1, Section 3, Clause 6, the Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments. Right off the bat again, friends, telling the people, what happens if your representatives get out of line? Judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to the removal of office. Okay, and then what? Well, but the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to law. Oh, my goodness, I didn't know that. Well, if you go to Article 1, Section 5, Clause 2 in the U.S. Constitution, each house may determine the rules of its proceedings, punish its members for disorderly behavior, and with the concurrence of two-thirds of the votes, expel a member. Whoa, I didn't know that. This is all in the U.S. Constitution. Article 2, Section 6. Article 2, Section 1, Clause 8. Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Article 3, Section 1, outside of good behavior, they are to be removed. Article 3, Section 3, Clause 1 and 2, treason against the United States of America, which many of your said representatives had committed long ago. Going to Article 6, Clause 2 and 3 of the Constitution, says that all of these laws, friends, of the United States shall be made in pursuance thereof. All treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land. Not them, not their special interest groups in which they work. And then it ends, done in convention by the unanimous consent of the states present the 17th day of September in the year of our Lord, 1787. You mean the Lord was made in reference? Absolutely he was. He's the author. So what does this all come to? Well, according to the gratitude which you have for them that sacrificed their all to give you the freedoms in which you have today will be to the degree that you tolerate corruption both within both of the institutions, both the church and government. Read 2 Corinthians 5:15 and 1 John 4:10. See, friends, corruption ends when the people, out of gratitude, lawfully bring it to an end. You want me to say that again? Corruption ends when the people, out of gratitude, lawfully bring it to an end. And by the way, I want you to understand this before we end the show today. I do what I do because I am saved. I'm not doing what I'm doing to get saved. Amen. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.